Michael Peschwerkow.
Okay, Mr. Peschwerkow. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. For this, hold on.
All right.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Michael Benjamin Peschwerkow, 330-572.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your committee supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 4th, 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Peschwerkow?
Yes, that is.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Are you representing yourself, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. We have in the hearing room the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Peschwerkow and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. So, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of community supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 15, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated November 20, 2018. Mr. Peschwerkow, is this true or false?
What was the second one again? I couldn't hear it.
Second what?
You said I failed at a drug test in a task?
Yes, it says on or about November 15, 2018 for the task GCMS lab report dated November 20th, 2018. Is this true or false, sir? Sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition 12A. Is demonstrated by your failure to enter and successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Program as directed by your parole officer on or about November 16, 2018. You are actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Peschwerkow, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. We will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two based on Mr. Peschwerkow's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal arrangement company.
Second.
Great. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Peschwerkow, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions. Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Peschwerkow was released from ADC custody on 11-8-2018. And arrested on 12-19-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-19-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 411-2019 with 33 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the criminal street gang West Side Mesa, Arizona. He has no prior terms of supervision and has no disciplinary. Other arrest, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either not processed or dismissed. He has a GB score of G3, V3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Persikai. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. All right. Like that on August 24, 2018, you were released to community supervision with an approved placement with your mother, Ramona Garcia, 1633 West Tonto Street, Phoenix, Arizona. No other address change was requested or approved for your community supervision. So, Mr. Peshlikai, you were missing for 33 days. Where were you living during that time?
I was at my house.
The same house on Tonto Street?
Yeah.
Was there a period that you weren't living there?
Yes. I was with the mother of my children in Mesa, but that was only for a short period of time.
I see. Thank you, sir. Did you find work while you were on community supervision?
Yes, I did.
Where were you working, sir?
I was working with this guy that I was in the county jail with. He actually helped me get a job with him for his company. It was like getting paid under the table. I wasn't getting checks, but he was paying off the very job I went to. We were doing tile on our houses. He had his own little contracts and stuff.
Well, it's good that you're gainful. Do you have good tiling skills?
Yeah, I have tiling skills, I have carpentry skills, and I've also done janitorial maintenance, so yeah.
Very good. Those skills will serve you well. We have some programming notes that on November 8th, 2018, you were enrolled in task for random code year analysis and was assigned the code 0572. You failed to report to task on November 13, 2018. You reported to task on November 15, 2018, and you were positive for methamphetamine and THC. On November 16, 2018, your parole officer directed you to enter the MRC program for sanction and referral to the 90-day ITH program, and you failed to do so. So, sir, for the 33 days you're missing, why did you break up contact with your parole officer?
Honestly, he sent me to that MRC reentry thing. I did go. I just didn't. Like, I was talking to the lady on the phone when I made it to the parking lot, and she told me that she was going to step outside. So when she stepped outside, I was going to get off the car, but then I seen, like, four other staff with her, and I honestly got spooked. I thought I was going to get arrested, so that's when I left.
Well, thank you for being honest. That's unfortunate. The MRC does have some really good drug treatment. I do recognize, though, it's managed by the Department of Corrections, and it can be a little intimidating, but it would have been good if you had communicated with your parole officer.
Yeah. I know. My mother said that she was in contact with him because my mother's really supportive of me. And she wants me to get some type of treatment before I get out, so that way I can go back home.
Thank you, sir. What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
Honestly, like I said, my mother is my support, so my mother is the one that called them and took them there because she wanted me to get the help that I needed. And I just, when I got here and I spoke to her for the little courtesy call, she was hoping that I would be able to get out on parole so that way I can get into that, either go to the reentry thing or get into some type of rehab, because she wants me to be in rehab for at least 6 months before I can go back home.
Okay. Do you understand, though, that this board has no ability to assign you to a particular rehabilitation program? When you're assigned to a parole officer, it's at their discretion as to where you can be assigned, but thank you for providing that information. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Aye.
Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Pashlikai, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already shared, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion and vote on this case?
No, other than that, I just really want to be there for my kids, so either way, how this turns out, I just want to better myself, because I do got 6 children now.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. The board's now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Pashlikai. I'm glad to hear that he has skills and that he's putting them to use for the time that he was on community supervision. And I also heard his last remark that he's trying to contribute to his 6 children. Unfortunately, he absconded for 33 days, and he's a young man who has a lot of future ahead of him, but he doesn't really have much time left on his prison sentence. I'm not finding him a suitable candidate to return to community supervision, and I think he might be better off just being free and clear when he's done with his sentence to pursue his own interests, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board on warrant number 2018W3495, our discussion with Mr. Pashlikai, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Pashlikai was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in a criminal major company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 33 days and relapsed into drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, Honorable Mr. Johnson, and Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Pashlikai, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about April 11, 2019. So that is less than 3 months away. We encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your return to the community. We did hear that you have job skills and responsibilities you want to meet to your family. It's good to hear that you have the support of your mother. And we wish you a safe, sober, and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Pashlikai, I would appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.